plan to fight inflation. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden is just moments away from signing the Democrat-drafted Inflation Reduction Act.
This whole package was once more than twice this size, but even this slimmed-down version the Democrats in Congress negotiated so it could pass has Republican colleagues nervous about what comes next because economists largely agree the last big Biden spending bill, the American Rescue Plan, contributed to current inflation.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. The bill includes the biggest U.S. investment ever to fight climate change, a $2,000 out-of-pocket cap on prescription drug costs for people in the Medicare program, and a new corporate minimum tax. Supporters say billions will be left over to pay down federal deficits. First Lady Jill Biden didn't travel back to Washington with the president from their vacation spot in South Carolina as she tested positive today for COVID-19. The White House says she's fully vaccinated, double boosted, and experiencing mild symptoms. The president tested negative today. A federal judge has scheduled a hearing in Florida Thursday regarding the affidavit used to get the search warrant used to search former President Trump's resort.
Former President Donald Trump calls for the immediate release of the affidavit used to justify the search at his Mar-a-Lago home. Trump writing he believes the move would be in the interest of transparency while saying there's no way to justify the raid he claims was unannounced. Trump's post comes after the Justice Department filed a motion opposing the release of the affidavit, arguing the release would compromise future investigative steps and the integrity of the investigation that involves highly classified materials.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow up 239, the S&P up 8, with the Nasdaq slipping 26 points. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The Air Force conducted a test of a Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile this morning with a launch from California's Vandenberg Air Force Base. Customs and Border Protection reports the U.S. is at nearly 2 million illegal border crossings this fiscal year.
These historic numbers down here at the southern border just continue. CBP just reporting the July numbers, and what they show now is through fiscal year 2022 so far, we have now reached almost 2 million illegal crossings. We'll get right into those numbers and talk about them right now. For July, there were 199,976 illegal crossings. That's the first month since February we've dipped below 200,000. But of that amount, two-thirds were single adults, 67% of that single adults. There were only about 74,000 Title 42 expulsions. That means most of these people were released into the country.
Fox's Bill Malugin. A new survey says rising interest rates and housing prices are prompting many buyers to look at cheaper locales.
The report from real estate brokerage Redfin found 33.7% of users nationwide were looking to trade their urban residence for a different city in July. Pre-pandemic, that number was about 26%. The report says remote work has opened up the possibilities for buyers looking to get more home for their money. Redfin found more home buyers left the Bay Area, Los Angeles, and New York in July than any other city. Miami was the number one area being considered by New Yorkers most of all, followed by Sacramento, San Diego, Tampa, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Giangelosi, Fox News.
Walmart hopes to sweeten the deal for subscribers of its shipping service by adding streaming from Paramount Plus. Starting next month, subscribers to Walmart Plus will have access to the Paramount Plus Essential plan. Walmart's making a push to better compete with Amazon's Prime membership, which does include streaming and games. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.